here with Mike Kliss from Nine News, talking the training camp, just a little more than a month away now. Mike, one thing that fans who will be back this year want to see is how's that offensive line coming together. Through OTAs and mini camps, what did you see there?
Yeah, it's definitely the biggest question mark for this team going into the season, going into training camp. You know, right now, Gary Kubiak has said he knows the five that he wants to go with, and it's been Tyson Brailo. Ready or not, he's already locked in at left tackle. He's a rookie. He's going against Terrell Suggs, Elvis Dumervil in week one. Ready or not, he's there. Left guard, I think there will be a competition at training camp between Ben Garland and Shelly Smith. I think Gino Gradkowski has a decent lead at center over Matt Paradis, but there's going to be competition there. Right guard, that's the most assured position with Luis Vasquez. And in right tackle, there's going to be a real competition. Chris Clark has the lead, but Ryan Harris, who has just signed, he's familiar with Kubiak and Dennison and the zone blocking. And then Michael Schofield has really come on here in year two. So, you know, even though I think it's a big question mark and you might be concerned about the blockers individually, as a team, I think this zone blocking system is going to help. It means you don't have to beat guys one-on-one. Together, you go out to the second level. You can cut block. It's more of a team thing versus a one-on-one thing. And I do think the offensive line will be fine.
Speaking of that scheme thing, people want to know, can Peyton Manning mesh with this scheme? Can he do some of those things we've typically seen from a Rick Dennison, Gary Kubiak type of offense at his age now?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I do think the fall off that Peyton experienced in the second half of last year, it started first with the change to rushing offense, that they wanted more balance, and that put him under center. And that means he wasn't in the shotgun where he could purvey the field and he was already in position to throw. He had to drop back. That's a rhythm thing. That's a timing thing, and I think that threw him off. He worked on that all off season so he wouldn't go through that type of timing and rhythm struggles once the season starts. So I think he'll be better able to do it this year than he was halfway through a season last year. We'll have to see. He still does have 39-year-old legs, so I do think there will be times still when he's in a more familiar and comfortable shotgun position.
And, of course, it'll help him if he has one of his favorite targets out there, Demaryius Thomas. You know, how do you think that that might play out here with the deadline coming up July 15th?
Well, first of all, let's make it clear, Demaryius Thomas will be with the Broncos week one against Baltimore. Now, how he gets to week one is the big question mark. I think it's going to be tough for these guys to get together. There's such a variance between Calvin Johnson at $16.2 million a year and Mike Wallace, the second highest paid guy at $12 million. Where does Demaryius fall? Does he fall closer to Calvin? Does he fall closer to Wallace? It's such a gap there that it's going to be tough to bridge. I tell you what, if they do get it done, it probably won't be until the morning of July 15th. I do think it'll go to the last minute. We'll have to see. But the franchise tag isn't a bad deal for Demaryius. It's still $12.8 million. And the team, by rights, could franchise him again next year. So it's going to be tough to reach a deal. There's obviously motivation on both sides to do it. And we'll have to see how it turns out. But for Broncos fans, the most important thing is Demaryius will play in 2015.
Okay, those are some of the top storylines here with Mike Kliss from Nine News. Thank you so much for joining us.